Acts chapter 12, verse 5. It reads thus: Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. The word of the Lord, we honor it by saying, thanks be to God. Peter, along with the other apostles, had mysteriously escaped prison in Acts chapter 5. So Herod killed Bishop James and delivered Peter to a high security detail. A prisoner was normally cuffed to one soldier. Peter was cuffed to two soldiers, one on each side, and both wrists were cuffed, with two additional soldiers guarding his cell because of the fear of jailbreak. The church prayed to God for Peter. Herod had state resources, soldiers, prison, etc. The church had God's power and prayer, and they decided to use that to its maximum capacity. Constant prayer is earnest prayer, and constant prayer pictures someone stretching out to the maximum for something. The verb ektenos, from which comes ektenes, speaks of a medical term describing the stretching of a muscle to its maximum limit. Same author, Luke, used this same verb to describe the agonizing prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane in Luke chapter 22. Oh, he was stretched out every limit, every prayer muscle to its maximum capacity. Prayer is a powerful encounter when shut in the Holy of Holies and stretched out prayerfully our muscles to its limit. The same author Luke emphasized the word in Luke 18, in which he says men ought always to pray and not faint. The word he uses there is anoidian, from which we get shameless persistence. The prayer that breaks prison bars and sets the captive free, it involves some basic things. Firstly, it involves seclusion. It involved the disciples in one place, prayed until the place where they were was shaken. It requires a platform to God. And so it is a prayer that includes seclusion. Secondly, it is a prayer that involves stretching. And stretching involves passion, reaching out of our comfort zone and shamelessly persisting, like the woman who went to the judge who feared neither God nor man, but she would say to him every day, like clockwork, Your Honor, I need justice. At some point, this godless judge would have to get up and give her justice, much more our Heavenly Father. This type of prayer involves seclusion, it involves stretching, it involves persistence, shameless persistence. The old lady just kept on knocking on the judge's door until she got justice. And it involves several persons. Platform, passion, persistence, and partnership. One shall chase 1,000, but two shall put 10,000 to flight. Teamwork makes the dream work. None of us is smarter than all of us. We need one another. God sends an angel to free Peter. Peter was sleeping peacefully the night before his execution. The psalmist declares that he gives his beloved sleep. God's angel break every chain. Deliverance is like a dream. The psalmist says, when you turn again our captivity, we were like men in a dream. All four guards were out. All chains were off. All iron gates were open of its own. The Greek word used there is automate. Do the maths. Gate fly open on its own. Automate. Unbelievable. even for the praying, earnestly stretched out saints. It was too good to be true. When they heard that Peter was outside, they say, it must be a Dopiaragon man. God and time, you are in your jailhouse right now. You have been there for a while. Better than you have been destroyed. But guess what? It's not near over. Maintain that passionate, persistent partnership, prayer chain, because prayer can take out the guards. Prayer can take off your chains. Prayer can fly your gates open, even your iron gate, the gate to the city of your future. Let us show you how. Get in touch with us so we can pray you up and encourage you, because prayer is what breaks you out of your jail. Some of you don't know your fathers. Professor Herbert Gill say Jamaica is a land of a high rate of paternity fraud. We call that jacket in Jamaica. So many of you are hurting because you don't know your father. Many of you are hurting because your mother went on farm work and run off. But guess what? The psalmist says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Hold on to God. Find solace in him, and he will direct your path. He will break your chain, fly your gate, fly your iron gate, and silence all the guards around you. God bless you. Next week, Heroes of the Midnight Praise.